The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you'll weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You'll grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. When she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. But 2 weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, we had one of the Ignatian scholars of the country come to our parish. Prolific writer, a wonderful speaker, very holy man, and one of our brothers in Christ, who was actually my spiritual director about 35 years ago. It's Father Tim Gallagher. And one of the things that he mentioned in his seminar during the week that I didn't hear in person but heard through the grapevine, so to speak, is that one of our worst enemies is discouragement. Becoming discouraged. And I'm tempted to discouragement, and all of you are also. I think if we didn't admit that, we wouldn't be honest with ourselves. Discouragement. So after sin itself, our worst enemy is discouragement. The saint that we celebrate today, I'm going to invite all of you, as well as myself, to pray to him for me and pray for yourselves that we would not give in to discouragement. Actually, we really fight against it, discouragement. Discouragement is one of the manifestations of desolation. We can become discouraged because health problems, economic problems, marriage problems, family problems, apostolic setbacks, can come from many different sources. But I think we have to humbly admit that this is going to be a temptation we're all going to have. So I'd like to make a comment and advice on this very human, prevalent, personal problem. First advice I'd like to make is this. When you're in consolation and notice that someone is discouraged, try to encourage that person. Probably most of you don't know this, but in the life of Saint Ignatius, once he was elected as the first superior general against his will, when he would see someone, a brother, seminarian, or priest, that was discouraged, he would try to smile and to encourage that person. Now, we all have a tendency to see Saint Ignatius as kind of stern and demanding, and you can't imagine him maybe telling a joke or being somewhat lighthearted, but he would. And another person who would do this was Saint John of the Cross, yes. When Saint John of the Cross saw someone that was downhearted, he would encourage that person by a smile, by laughter, maybe even a little joke. That's why if you ever go to the hospital, as Fulton Sheen points out, never talk about the sickness of the person, that's only going to make it worse. But tell a humorous story, maybe even tell a joke. And by doing that, you're pulling the person from discouragement into a plane of acceptance even joy. So if we have received encouragement from the good spirit, let's try to help out those who are under the action of the bad spirit, because discouragement does not come from the Holy Spirit. Come from the bad spirit. Try to pick that person's spirit up. Then, in honor of St. Philip Neri, let's pray that we would have a constant outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You happened to be in Italy about 2.5 weeks ago. Did you visit the catacombs? Because St. Philip Neri had an experience in the catacombs. It was 9 days before Pentecost. He was praying and fasting in one of the catacombs. The most famous is Saint Sebastian and Saint Calixtus, the two most famous. And after 9 days of praying and fasting, a phenomena happened that changed his life. A ball of fire came down into the catacomb and entered into his mouth. And into his mouth is into his heart. And his heart beat faster and faster and faster and faster. And the love for God was so strong that he said, basta, I can't put up with this anymore, enough. So from that moment on, whenever a young person, young man would have temptations against chastity, he would rest his head on the heart of Philip Neri and it would disappear. And I read that his heart throbs so strong because of the love of God, it was like an earthquake that could be felt a block away. I mean, incredible. Like a pounding was so hard. It'd be like a mini human earthquake. In his heart, I heard a priest yesterday who said his heart was enlarged 4 times bigger than normal. So when he died, he opened up his shirt and they noticed in his rib cage that 2 of the ribs were broken because the heart throbbed so forcefully that it actually broke 2 of the ribs in his rib cage. That's where the church has placed the feast day of St. Philip Neri today. Because the feast day is always very close to Pentecost. And Pentecost, we're praying to the Holy Spirit. So let's ask Philip Neri. He's very famous for this phrase. In Italian and Spanish, it's almost the same. Tristezza e melancolia fuori di casa mia. Translation? Sadness and melancholy. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. So that we can only experience, with the help of God's grace and Mary's prayers, we'll constantly experience joy. And joy is one of the most important fruits of the Holy Spirit. So I've been praying for you people as well as the people that are celebrating. I'm going to be praying for you as well as those who are celebrating, that they will experience, as well as you, as well as myself, a lot of joy. That's what Jesus mentioned today in the Gospel 3 or 4 times. A lot of joy. You know, when we have a lot of joy, we can do a lot of good. That God would send us a lot of joy so that we would, like St. Philip Neri, bring many souls to God. Amen.